stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Quiet group tonight. Okay.
I prepared the bathroom.
Roll call. Here.
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 We're all here.
We're here.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's gone.
Okay. Yep. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, if applicable, and it is. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote.
Next.
Oh, next. Oh. No approval. Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on to approval of minutes for April 30th. 2019 for possible action.
I approve.
Second.
Oh, did we do the minutes or we're doing the agenda?
Minutes first.
Oh,
minutes first.
Nobody. Okay. Okay. Approval of agenda for May 28th.
Did we get a motion on the minutes?
Oh, yes.
Motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Did y'all have to vote?
Oh, all in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
Aye.
Katie, I forgot that one.
I did it.
Katie did it.
And why be formal?
We're good now.
It's good on.
Approval of agenda for May 28th, 2019. And hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I approve the agenda. I mean, the minutes.
A second?
Agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
You guys are so casual, I'm just going to do it from back here. Sergeant Dean with Metro. Sorry you could not make it last month. We were on a call we could not get away from. As far as this month, I actually pulled some stats. We got 7 calls. It doesn't mean we responded to all of them. It was mostly disturbances and a couple of drunk drivers, people that called in, a couple of reckless drivers. In regards to the OHV problem, I've been directing my officers down here on Saturdays and Sundays when they're not stuck on calls to try to at least be present and to do some enforcement. I know we're not always here. You know, sometimes they have to leave and go on calls, but we're trying to make an effort to come out here on Saturdays and Sundays when the problem is pronounced, the most pronounced, to put a dent in it. Other than that, I don't really have anything significant to report. Did anyone have anything or any questions they wanted to ask me?
Jerry does.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the latest on the OHV that you're trying to...
The vehicle?
Oh, that was not a good
sore subject. No, it... apparently, some other people in Metro were purchasing side-by-sides as well. So, as a result, it has to go out for public bid, which it is out. The bid is out right now, so I'm waiting to hear back. So, they have 60 days to provide. They have 60 days for us to take delivery after the bid gets closed. So, hopefully, in a couple of months. But yes, it's a sore subject.
So,
this is my first experience with the public bidding process, and let me tell you, I have learned a lot.
So are you saying it's pretty much guaranteed that you will get it? Or
we are getting it, yes. Okay. We have funding from the state to purchase it through a grant.
It's just having to jump through the hoops to buy it. And Metro's a big organization, so buying stuff is not as easy as going down to the dealership and buying it.
Yeah, Clark County's the same way.
We're so big, we spend so much money that there's just a huge formal process to go through. Like I said, I've looked a lot. But we're working on it. It will come eventually.
What is your plans for usage?
Well, it's going to be deployed for, I'll actually have overtime as part of the grant, and it will be deployed. We'll be able to use it in town. It will help us kind of get out and touch base on the, in the actual area where they're using it, coming over the hump from State Route 160. So our intent is to get out there. It's a registration grant. So the state wants us to go out and stop OHVs and get registration, but it's also going to be a tool that we use, a vehicle to be used to educate people about where the appropriate place is, and hopefully we can discourage some of the usage of people coming through town. That's, you know, the end goal. This is our primary focus area is here is Good Springs, but I mean, it will also be utilized in other areas. But there are some overtime dollars that come along with this grant, so it will, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays when I'm running short, it will allow me to get a couple more cops out here, you know, to help.
Nice.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Okay, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding updates on the federal lands bill status, OHV designated trail progress, Sandy Valley Road, Columbia Pass work, Good Spring sign, and other updates from Clark County for discussion only.
All right, so the federal land bill that we discussed previously was approved by the Board of County Commissioners. It's been delivered to our federal delegation for review, and it doesn't mean it's going to get approved. It means that our federal delegation now gets to look at it and see if they're happy with it, if it's something they want to push forward or not. So it's a process. I have not been involved in this part of it before, so it'll be a learning process for me too as far as it goes, but in all the discussions it's been determined it probably won't even be introduced till like 2020, so it's a ways off. Our OHV trail that I've been working on, I hit a little speed bump. The plan had been for us to ask NDOT for the right-of-way from Sandy Valley Road into Good Springs. And they came back and said, well, we'd rather just grant you an easement, which is not the way we want to go about it. So we're going to take it to the next level and have more discussions on that. So it's not dead by any means. It's just a little speed bump that we need to work out. So we're still closer than we've ever been. Sandy Valley Road, Columbia Pass, they are finishing up the survey, if you saw the survey markers, so that we can go to BLM and ask for that right-of-way to be able to do improvements, possibly widen it, do the stuff we need to do to make it safe and good to drive on. Good Spring sign, nothing new on that one. We'll just keep it on there, and as things progress, we can talk about that. And the only other thing I have is that since we met last, we had our grand opening of the trail, and if you missed it, I'm sorry. It was fantastic.
It was a great turnout.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable turnout. I have gotten so much great feedback from the event. Every artist so far has told me they would love to come back and do it again next year.
Wow.
So if that's something we want to entertain, we could talk about that. I had short lead time this year because of the contractor, the work on the trail, the weather, delays, things like that. We knew we wanted to do a grand opening, and it was like, you know, getting ready, and all of a sudden we had to pick a date and go. So we only had like a month lead time to give to the artists. So if it's something we wanted to do again, I guarantee I could get more artists if I had more lead time and more outreach. It just didn't work out this time. But we did end up with 10. I thought we were only going to get 8. I started with 1. Actually, I started with 0. Started with 1, and it just built from there, and I ended up with 10. So it exceeded my own expectations, so that was good. And Commissioner Jones was really happy with it. He even bought one of the pieces of work, one of the paintings from that day he bought. And our winner, Lloyd Martin, who was from Pahrump, the winner of the competition, I saw him this weekend in Bishop, California. He was at Mule Days displaying his work. And the guy that was with him hadn't been at the event. He goes, you're the one to do that bit? I keep hearing about it. So it was pretty good. I mean, if people are hearing about it, they weren't even here. So it's pretty exciting. So that's all I have.
No, you did a great job, Megan.
Yeah, we'd like to explore doing the Good Springs community sign, possibly in that kind of like how the signs are for the trail.
Yeah,
that's what we're. Yeah, we'd definitely be interested. Can we get in contact with somebody?
The contractor.
Yeah,
that contractor was fantastic.
Yeah,
and they are from small town Utah, so they get the small town thing.
Definitely.
And they obviously got the ethic of the town. You know, the aesthetic, because they came up with those designs.
That was
incredible.
It was cool.
And they handmade that whole train. The whole train bridge was handmade. I mean, it's just awesome. So absolutely, we can touch them.
That'd be great.
You know, build on that. They may even have some ideas. Maybe they've done other county parks, so they may have other designs that they've done that we don't know. So yeah, I'll reach out to them. And they were so great, and they enjoyed the project. So I think they'd enjoy doing something like that.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Anything for me?
Mile marker signs.
I did email them. And that's not real good.
It's okay.
I did email them. I just haven't. They're probably like I am.
What did you ask, Kate?
Mile marker signs.
Yes.
It's. Yeah, I don't know why, but it's kind of in the back of my brain.
Supposedly,
I have to have those signs.
And I agree. Supposedly, they're out there. They are out there.
They are.
They aren't super visible. I agree. And they are not the new ones because they redesigned the mile marker sign. So I will continue to follow up. I won't give up on it.
Thank you.
They're a little slow. Okay. Yeah.
Is there a list of the artists who were out?
I just have a list. And there was one that showed up that I don't know their name. But the one came from Northern Utah, which was just such a blessing to me that I just asked him and he came down all the way from Northern Utah. So, and Perump was our other one, all the other ones local in Vegas. So, but yeah, I can tell you who they were, not off the top of my head, but if you're interested, I can.
Yeah, I have my email down.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay, moving on to planning and zoning. UC 19-032- Steelhead Guild LLC use permit to establish a historical designation Pioneer Saloon for a tavern, restaurant, and retail sales and services with accessory uses. Waivers of development standards for the following. You want me to go ahead and just read
that? You have to read the whole thing.
Okay. Reduce parking lot landscaping. Number two, reduce the setback for a non-decorative fence. And number three, increase fence height. Design reviews for the following. One, food cart trailer. Two, existing accessory structures, shipping containers, storage building. Three, parking lot redesign. Four, proposed restroom building. And five, additions or modifications, including but not limited to an outdoor bar area, outside dining, drinking, and cooking areas, and covered patio areas in conjunction with an existing restaurant, retail store, and tavern on 1.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Spring Street, State Route 161, and Fail Street within Good Springs. JJMDJA for possible action.
There's a quiz that we're just done.
Tom will have to abstain on this vote. So right now he is not a board member.
Right.
So what you see down there is kind of like we had to go through building and zoning to like redo the whole overall on it. So what you see, what's going to still be there, that's what we're asking for. But what's new is going to be the trailer bathrooms that you see there. We're going to go for permanent bathrooms with ADA. So we're going to bring it up the level so we can, you know, everybody can enjoy it. It'll be more comfortable for more people. So that's kind of like it in a little bit of a nutshell. Any questions on any of it, please don't hesitate to ask, guys.
Yeah, I do have a question.
Please.
Because it says to establish a historical designation for tavern, restaurant, and retail. But wasn't it designated a historical site in 2007?
Yeah, it was it was interesting. I think that happened with staff and zoning when it went through there, a portion of it.
So,
but it was already designated for the state.
Right, it's a different process.
A different process. That's I didn't understand it either.
Right, just because the state designates something doesn't mean it filters down and gets designated by us.
So it's good that they're acknowledging it as a historical.
Cool.
This is formalizing a lot of the stuff that's been done, or maybe missed through the years, trying to get it all together.
Caught up.
Yep,
secure
exactly.
The property for the next,
So really the only thing that's changing is upgrading the bathrooms and making them a permanent structure.
Yeah, definitely. And we get a lot
of all this other stuff is there.
Any capable people out there all the time. We'd really like to have some restrooms that would be easier accessible for them.
Okay. And is this asking for the food cart to be made permanent?
Yes, that's the other thing. Yeah, the transition from the outdoor barbecues that we had, we went to the, they're contained in a food trailer currently. And so we're asking for that to be more permanent. Yeah, we'd like to explore later, potentially a kitchen, but that's definitely down the road. Yeah.
Is this a parking lot redesign? Is it going to be more people parking on the side instead of across the street?
It was a portion that of the back of the parking that we had that just got pushed forward a little bit, and so anytime you move anything, you have to redesign it, and so that's a portion of it. With the parking, it's a frustration. Trust me and my family, and especially everybody parking out front and across the street. I try to tell people all the time, so we're constantly working on that.
This has nothing to do with this. Can I ask a question about that? Sometimes you have campers there. Do they let you know that they're going to do it? Do they ask permission to be there?
No.
What, they just show up?
Yeah, it's kind of like the old timers reunion when we get a few campers in the middle of town.
Or like that group that came to do the signage.
That was the clampers. To do the markers, the historical markers.
Yeah.
There's a new beautiful one down there if you want to go see it. About George Fail, or George and Jean.
I don't have any more questions.
Me neither.
Than me. I mean, if this is just to do the upgraded bathrooms, I mean, I motion to approve.
Okay, so did you look at staff conditions on the staff report that was sent to you? Staff recommends approval, and they're recommending a year to complete the restroom building. I think that's doable.
May I ask my contractor?
Which? You can build bathrooms in probably 60 days. It's just a matter of if we get permitted in time, we can build them. I don't think money will be the issue. I just the process of going through permitting.
Where is that? I don't know.
You think a year and a half?
Megan,
what do you think as far as...
It's the last page of your time. Permitting is taking a long time right now. I would say 6 months for permitting. So you would have to know how long it would take.
Why don't we put in for 18 months just to be safe, but our goal will be 12 months.
I'm just giving you guys stuff to think about and as you're making your recommendation or making your motion. The other condition that staff has requested is live entertainment, limited from 4 to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 4 to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. And that is... that's what staff is suggesting. It doesn't mean you need to go with that. It doesn't mean you need to address time at all. I would suggest, though, because the commissioners will receive staff's recommendation, if you don't put any times on it, even if you say, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., if you don't put any times on it, then your voice isn't heard as far as that goes, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
Because your recommendation is right up there with staff's. So it carries the same weight as staff. So if I were suggesting something, I would say to give
put the time
some sort of time, even if it's all day long, I would still get some sort of time.
Don't you typically have live music starting at like 11 a.m.?
Yeah, right around there. And it,
Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah, which definitely stops by 10.
And then, don't you move it inside at a certain time?
The only night that would be a question on that would be Friday night, and that's karaoke, and it typically goes a little bit later, but that's always inside.
Yeah, that's
so
always
inside.
So if
we can have a little bit more flexibility with that on the Friday night, we would definitely ask for that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm just surprised that there's no reference here to this. This is just new to me, so.
What do you mean?
That where it talks about planning and zoning and all the items that are listed, there's not an item that says, and by the way, this is what we say. So I just didn't.
Because it's in the staff report.
Right. I'm just saying that we don't usually get this big of a packet. So.
Because you don't usually have planning and zoning items. They always have a staff report and we always send it to you.
Interesting.
So we need to change the time from 4 to 10.
We don't have to.
To 11 to 10.
No, but we should.
Ask for more time on Friday.
But it depends what.
Just Friday. Yeah, Saturday. We want to shut it down on the music. Yeah.
Do you bring, I mean, if there's an extended party, do you bring it inside on Saturday at 10?
Yeah. I mean, that's an up for potential. Yeah.
So maybe Friday and Saturday, 10 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
bring it inside.
Yes. Yeah.
But if it can be heard outside, it's considered live entertainment. If it can be heard outside the building.
But he's talking about the start time, not 4 o'clock, 12. More like 11 o'clock.
Hmm?
Okay, so do we want to change it from 4 to 10?
Let's walk through a motion. So you wanted to make a motion, Diane, for approval, correct?
Right, on the initial items that were read.
Okay. So do you have a condition about a time limit, a time to complete the restroom building. They said probably 18 months. Staff is recommending a year. What do you think?
Well, 18 months is fine if you're considering that it's going to take 6 months to get a permit. Is there just one permit?
For the bathroom building, there would probably be a couple, but they all go together. There'll be a plumbing permit, an electrical permit, but it's all
package.
Under one master permit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so 18.
And I don't know what you guys think.
Well, let's get through your motion and then we can discuss. So live entertainment, which is anything that can be heard outside, on Sunday through Thursday. What hours would you propose? So
well,
during the week, Sunday and through the week.
Right, but there might be special events. So you might put noon to 8 p.m. And I'm just talking out loud, board. It might be noon to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday.
Okay, and then what about Friday and Saturday?
And I would recommend Friday and Saturday. I would say 11 a.m. till midnight.
Ooh.
But if they bring it inside.
But if you can still hear it.
You can still hear it.
Mm-hmm. How?
It echoes. Oh, well.
Because Friday and Saturday, it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've known it to run later.
Friday's the real night that it's going to. It typically runs later. That's
so you can separate out Friday and Saturday.
Karaoke is just popular.
I know.
And it's popular with locals.
Yeah, it is.
And so I don't want to shut it down too early because it seems like that's where everybody gets together. And then Saturday night, I mean, 10 o'clock is definitely reasonable.
Bless you. Is midnight too late for you guys that can hear it?
I would think so.
Okay. So what time would you like to recommend?
I think 10 p.m.
Well, there's a noise ordinance after 10 p.m. anyway, isn't that correct?
No.
No, it's not correct. Oh, okay.
The noise ordinance is very vague.
Okay.
So what if it's
leave a lot of interpretation.
So what if it's brought inside at 10 p.m.? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is karaoke every Friday?
Yeah. And it's been that way for 7 years.
And it's been going, how long does it usually go?
Until about midnight. I mean, that's the extent of it. Yeah.
And is it a problem?
I think it is.
Okay, so.
Well, let's make a motion and we'll see where it goes. So what? You're making the motion, Diane. So Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight.
Yeah, and unless you want to separate Friday and Saturday, but you know, if there's special events that you do, and I say this out of experience because I've hosted a lot of events there. Weddings usually, you know, I don't want to stand up on a pedestal and say, okay, it's 10 o'clock, you know, shut it down.
But if those are the rules, those are the rules. You know, I mean, that if that's part of doing business is that...
Oh, no, I get what you're saying.
To be able to get all of this stuff, maybe these are the rules. So, got to balance that out.
Yeah. What do you think?
Can we live with 11 to 11?
What do you townsfolks think? You live here too.
It doesn't bother me. I don't know about Vicky.
I can't hear it where I'm at, so.
We're right across the street.
I know you are. Ted?
So what staff recommends?
Staff recommends till 10. But that's just what staff is recommending. This is your community opportunity to do your recommendation.
I don't feel that 4 to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday is feasible.
No,
the motion is Sunday through Thursday, noon to 8.
Okay.
And Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to something. We don't have the end of the motion yet.
Okay. I move to approve the motion.
We need to finish the motion.
I'm thinking, I was going to say until midnight. I'm okay till midnight.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor for approval with 18 months to construct the restroom building.
Yes.
Live entertainment Sunday through Thursday, noon to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. So now you need to call for the vote.
Just 1 second. But at 10 p.m., it's brought inside.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I move a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, guys.
Just ran out.
Meeting's over.
Just ran out. I'm dropping the mic.
Okay. On to general business. We have none.
If you throw it, it writes.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. Nothing by the general public?
No comments? Have we had that before?
Yes. Don't question it.
Yeah, it depends who's here.
Well, my comment would be places like Enterprise and Paradise in town and Spring Valley have 30 to 40 planning items a night. So see how you went, how long that took? Imagine if you had 30 or 40 every 2 weeks.
No, I know.
Okay, we're going to move on.
We like good screens.
That's
why we live here.
None. And let's see, our next meeting date is June 25th. 2019 at 7:30, and this meeting is adjourned.
And I'm looking for Jesus. Okay, I'm looking for Jesus.